But I do believe that actual squirting is real because I do squirt like and go pee and it'll be yellow. Yeah, I'm like, okay, I'll show you this. I will pee and it'll be yellow and I will squirt and it'll be clear, damn it.
I don't believe in this or organized religion.
I swear, I swear, I swear.
100%.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
And we're back. Welcome to another episode of Two Bears and One Additional Cubby in a Cave. I'm Tom. This is Bert. And we're joined by a very special guest today. Thank you very much, Adriana Chechik. Thank you for coming here. We're so excited
gangster.
To have you.
The gangster.
The gangster. We've been talking about shooting our scene.
She's the John Mulaney of adult film star.
Just does
because,
it all right.
Because, do you know who John Mulaney is?
No, I'm too young for that.
Cokehead. Anyway, so he's a very talented comic, but John Mulaney is the guy that when people go, you're too young for that.
Yeah.
You hear that, John?
She's like, I'm not in college.
College. Let me explain my point.
Your point, yes.
Is that when people go, oh, you got to see John Mulaney, you show him a clip, and you're always like, oh, shit. Everyone goes, oh, he's really good. He's really good.
Yeah.
And you are the person that whenever, I remember, I think it was an Uber driver who's like, hey, man, I'm a big fan. Do you know who Chechik is? And I was like, no. And he goes, all right, Google it. We got a while. Yeah. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
She's good. I think I signed up for your OnlyFans in that Uber.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I didn't know you weren't supposed to do that.
No.
Not supposed to do what?
No, sign up for people's OnlyFans.
In an Uber?
No,
at all. I've been signing up for Uber fans because I'm supporting artists.
Yeah,
the same way you do at a farmer's market.
Why don't you think you're supposed to?
I want you to sign up to my OnlyFans.
Yeah, yours is a good one.
But wait, why do you say that you're not supposed to?
Because it's creepy. I guess my name shows up and then they're like, oh shit, Bert Kreischer.
Why are you doing it under like a private name?
I have.
Like user 2945678.
I'm a fucking idiot.
He also tours with his name and his image on his tour bus so that everybody knows it's his big face and name. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're an attention whore.
We all are, by the way. Yeah. The three of us. Let's not start throwing stones in this glass at us. Tom may play it slick.
Tom
may play it slick, but he's an attention whore.
We're all attention whores. That's true.
This is like a very, like, I feel like it's like I'm going to be, you know, because I have to keep looking back and forth.
We got our clip for the day.
Bringing me back.
I know.
Wait, so just before we go any further, how are you physically feeling? I know you had an incident, injury, but how are you physically feeling?
So, I mean, like, I look good and then, you know, I can smile, but I would say, like, I'm probably halfway to where I need to be. So I'm like 5 out of 10.
Okay.
Tell everyone what happened because everyone may know. I saw it. Oh.
Yeah. It's just crazy because people can look this up.
This is out there publicly.
Yeah. Well, I was live streaming it myself, actually. So, you know, you can see it on my own thing where I fell. But I was at TwitchCon and there was this foam pit that was not foam pit regulation standards. I don't know what the fucking standards are, but it was not that.
Basically looked a certain way.
Yeah.
So to the glance, it would look like, oh, you can just, everyone can just jump in here and have fun. But it was a very, very thin layer of this.
So on the bottom, actually, so I used to be a cheerleader and gymnastics and stuff. It was the thinnest type of mat you could have, like the thinnest one they make, which actually they don't even use for anything besides the surrounding floors. Okay. So underneath that was just convention floor cement.
Oh.
And I actually, when I saw the video later, I saw it from a different angle. And when I bounced the first time I landed, I heard one crack, right? And then I bounced up. And when I came back down, my whole body came over top of itself. And that's when I heard the big crack. And I remember being in the hospital, and the first thing the doctor said to me, they didn't say that I broke anything. They said I shattered my vertebrae. They were like, you shattered multiple vertebrae.
Never had any back injuries before that.
No, I've had a neck injury from porn before this.
Yeah. Would you get into that, though? How did you get your neck get injured from porn?
Pile driver. Hmm. So, I mean, I even call like the move is like the Chechik move. It's where like you're like sucking it. Okay. So if you're riding facing them, but the camera's here, and then like you go from riding them.
So you're
right. Okay. So this is the best way my broken back can do it. So if you're riding someone like this, right, with both legs up.
Yep.
She smells really good, just for the record.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then what you do is you take your head and you put your head underneath here, right? And you're sucking dick. And you have to have your head open up too to the side. So I've done that so much because that's like my move. Because then I can see the balls and all the junk at the same time.
That's
so I call it the Chechik move.
Sure.
So that move right there actually caused me to, I had two pinched nerves and a slip disc.
Wow. You're welcome, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, so that caused you to have two pinched nerves and a slip disc. And then I thought it was like it made the rounds that you were told, well, like, stop doing that.
Yes.
And then you were like, I am not a quitter.
Yes. Like, yes.
I'm an athlete.
Did the chiropractor tell you to stop? What fucking witch doctor?
I don't believe in chiropractors.
No.
But
if you have back problems, you know. If you have real back problems, you know chiropractors are not the ones, you know? But I went to my doctor, my orthopedic, and he was like, you can't shoot in these positions anymore. Like you need to do decompression therapy.
Where you put your thing like this and it goes like this?
Yeah. And I was doing physical therapy, but it was about to be my 30th birthday. And all I wanted to give myself was a gangbang. So I was like, silly thing is I have my 30th birthday gangbang celebration, you know, in like 2 days.
Talk about an Evite I missed.
I know. So, and that's what you wanted to do for your 30th?
Yeah. Well, I'm 31 now.
So did that mean that was a private one?
Well, I filmed it.
Oh, you filmed it. Okay.
But I paid everybody and stuff. Cause there's like a power play that happens when you're paying and making everybody like, fuck you. It's like hotter instead of going to work for somebody else.
Sure.
You're like, I picked all of you dicks to fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can kind of be like more aggressive.
Sure. Really? How many people were involved in that?
Eight guys.
Is that?
There's supposed to be 10.
What's the most?
No, hold on. What's the threshold for gangbang? Like what is a train and what is a gangbang? Like what? How many guys? What's the number of dudes where it goes from a train to a gangbang?
No. So it doesn't matter about the numbers of dudes. It matters about how many dicks you take inside of you at one time. That's the difference, right?
Oh.
So a train is one dick at a time, right? Everybody is just waiting their turn.
Gotcha.
It's like gangbang
is multiple dicks.
So like multiple dicks versus at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so is it considered a gangbang after 3, 4?
So there's actually a big debate within the porn community.
I'd like to hear it.
Yeah. So in porn, they say that 4 is a gangbang, but fans like to think that 3 is.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an internal like argue that happens because a lot of directors want to book you for a 3-person shoot because then you can get DP'd and have something in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to pay the rate of a gangbang for it.
Which is more.
Yes. But you're like, oh, well, fans are going to say this is a gangbang because all your holes airtight.
Airtight, yeah.
I would say like the definition of a true gangbang is being able to have an airtight moment.
Got you.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, It's a little hard. It depends on who you are. And, like,
before
who you talk to.
By the way, for the record, I've never seen Tom more empowered and investigative as a journalist in my fucking life.
Yeah,
I don't know. Tom used to do a podcast called Tom Talks, and it was a snore fest. And all of a sudden, we've got Tom. He's going to start talking to you in Spanish in a second. Keep going.
So before you got...
It really is. He is like Barbara Walters over here. No, whoa. Airtight. Let's go back to airtight. Okay,
airtight's very important. Before you got involved as a professional, mm-hmm. did you do any of these things in your personal life?
No. Okay. So I have had like crazy anal sex a lot in my personal life. Mm-hmm. I've had trains, but I never had a gangbang. I never had a DP. So my first actual on-screen DP was a gangbang. And because I think I was like, oh, I want to do anal. And my agent wouldn't let me do anal because I was 6 months into my career.
I thought you were going to say pregnant.
No.
What does that mean? Why does 6 months have any relevancy to this?
So there's the idea, the longer you hold out for doing anal, the higher rate you'll get.
Gotcha.
Right? Okay. So you want to hold out, you want to build a name because then people are going to pay for it.
My wife's rate's got to be through the roof.
Yeah. She's holding out for a long time, huh?
Holding out, she's got a beach house, a second house.
Oh, shit. See, wow. I'm fucking doing it wrong. I knew it. Fuck.
I wish you could convince my wife to do anal.
Listen, I'm telling you, if you just do the wine enema trick, like, so I tell girls all the time.
You put a bottle of wine up her ass?
Not like a bottle. Oh. Like, you don't want it, like, the object isn't
like
to
the
get,
ones
like,
they give you on the plane?
Yeah, yeah. Like a small one. There you go. Yeah. So you fill like up, you fill up an enema bottle with like a little bit of red wine, and then you put up like your ass, and it kind of absorbs. You don't get drunk, but you kind of get relaxed. But because it's red wine, it brings all the blood to your asshole.
You would have broken my heart so badly if I had met you. Like, if I had met you, and then all of a sudden you're like, no, let's go back. I'll take a glass of wine, but you know what? I'm going to shove it up my ass. I'd be like, oh, I've been wanting to do that my whole fucking life.
Yeah, that's what I tell, like, newbies. I'm like, why don't you just try stretching at home? Like, put some wine up your ass. And they're like, what? But it really fucking works because it brings all the blood to your asshole. So it's easier to stretch.
Nice. That's great advice.
Fucking goddamn it, Leanne. Okay. Yeah. So wait, Tom, go back to your interview.
I'm so fucking
fascinated. I want to go back to the moment you go.
Tom, go back to
your interview. Okay, sorry. Tom has more questions.
Well, this is another, so how do we get our scrums eaten? You know what I mean? Like, we're not getting our asses eaten ever. Uh-huh. And what's a good way
I've tricked
like,
her before.
You tricked her to doing that?
Yeah, she was licking my balls and I just did a little sit up and she went, I'm going to lick your asshole.
Yeah, but you have to just like assume the position, you know? Like, you just have to slowly like, while they're sucking your dick, you have to slowly just like rise your legs up in the air. Right?
Okay.
You have to present yourself.
I guess
yourself.
You haven't seen my core.
Well, then you need to fucking
just gonna,
work on
like
it.
Like a gymnast, just throw my feet up in the air.
If you expect somebody to get down and eat your asshole, then you fucking better work out for that shit.
I need to be on my back if she's going to eat my asshole. Yeah. And then I'm going to have my head, legs up. Like in a like up on
like
my
change your diet.
Yeah, you just like slowly just
too fat for that.
Up.
I'll be breathing like this. I can barely tie my shoes. You think I'm gonna get my ass eaten?
Oh, I feel like the way that we first interacted wasn't it a clip of did we mention it or that you said like hey Tom, hey.
Oh
Bert.
No. I'm almost certain. I got introduced at Gelson's
by Darko.
Darko. Yeah. Yes. He was the first guy to bring her name up. And then I got in an Uber and the dude was like, he was like, hey man, big fan. Do you know Chechik? And I was like, God damn it, man. Her name's come up twice. It's like how Cardi B shows up. Like Cardi B was like someone that you didn't know what it was. And then you heard it once. And then you're like, and another thing is someone says Cardi B and then you hear Super Bowl Cardi B. Like, okay, now I gotta find out who the fuck Cardi B is. Yeah. That happened with you. And so then I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm finding out who she was. The first thing you did that was a game changer for me. I had never seen girls trade cum.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I went, whoa.
Wow.
I was like, what's that? Oh, God. Like, I just had never seen it. Like, but the way you guys did it, I've seen girls like trade a dick, but you guys did it, and I remember
we baby birded it very well.
Yeah,
it's a talent.
Baby birded,
it's a talent. It's like that.
And I said, number one thing is, I said, I wonder if her dentist, when he was like doing her teeth the last time, was like, knew what was in his mouth. Isn't that a weird thought?
Yeah.
Like if her does your dentist know what you do?
Actually, so there's a funny thing. So my dentist does know because two reasons. So when I first started porn, I really liked to deep throw.
That would be creepy.
I like to deep throw a lot. So I had my dentist file back down the backs of my molars down so I could deep throw without having like anybody have issues. So he like.
That's so funny. Mine file down from grinding them in my sleep. I wonder if I'd be great at deep throating.
Yeah, you would be.
That's a real commitment, Adriana, like to the game.
Yeah, because it's, I don't know. I think it's like, you know how girls like to be choked and stuff in bed? Yeah,
sure.
So I feel like it's the same for me with like sucking a dick. And then also just like, you can really control a guy by like giving them a really good blowjob.
Sure.
You know, like, you know, if you give them a good blowy, they're like yours.
Yeah.
So
wait, did you actually, was it a long conversation with this dentist where you're like, hey, like, were you like dancing around the topic of like.
No, I just straight went straight in there and I was like, hey, I need you to file the backs of my teeth down because I want to do better deep throating stuff.
And he was like, okay.
Yeah. And then also.
That's an LA doctor, right?
For sure. But the craziest thing about is.
Do that in Omaha.
Yeah.
Glendale. Okay, good. Yeah, Omaha. The Omaha doctor would be like, have you thought about talking to your mother?
Maybe your pastor could help you with this before I could.
Oh, no. No, but my dentist actually. We're really cool too, because another thing that happened from doing all these crazy like blowjob scenes and stuff is because you have a lot of spit, but also it's a lot of stomach acid in the spit, right?
Sure.
So I've had a lot of cavities over the years. Before porn, I had very healthy teeth, but the more I did porn and the more I did crazy blowjobs, the worse my teeth got.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fellow the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dude, this...
Because of all the fucking acid you're always bringing up in your
mouth.
This
is actually a really good anti-porn, like, advocacy. No! Like, if you wanted to tell a girl who was thinking about to not do it, be like, look at my teeth.
I feel like it's more of like a health insurance ad. Like,
sure.
If you want to be a hoe, get health insurance.
You got great teeth. You got great teeth.
You do have great
teeth.
Thank
you. Yeah. Thank you. I've had them worked on a lot.
I've had all my teeth worked on and they still look like shit.
Yeah.
By getting mouth of the baseball bat, not the same, but.
Oh, yeah.
Well, since we, you know, I remember that we were doing that back and forth. Like, I think we talked about on podcasts. We went over on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Let's say today we were showing up to shoot our scene, our three-way scene.
Oh, yeah. I feel skinny too.
Then you didn't, and he feels skinny. We had just met, you know, we're in the, hey, nice to meet you, nice to meet you. What's the standard, like, next conversation before things get happening? Like, what do people, like, say when you get there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So.
Especially if you don't know each other. We just met.
Yeah. So, normally you just exchange tests.
Okay.
And then now with this whole, like, consent thing that's gotten like,
here
crazy.
You go. I'm negative.
Wait, hold on. You got to deal with consent in porn?
Okay. So, consent in porn has become such a huge thing in the past 4 years. To the point where I almost think it's kind of, it's great that we do have these things and implement it, but it's also kind of taken a lot of the fun out of it. Because when I did porn, I did it because I wanted to experiment with things and I wanted to try these things. So they'd be like, nowadays they'll be like, are you okay with fisting? Someone slapping your ass, someone kissing your neck, like even stupid shit.
Kissing your neck.
Yeah, yeah. Because they check it's that on crazy that. Now because wow. They're so afraid. They're so well, afraid.
It's so funny. That's I get, so that funny. Makes that would sense. Be something
the world
that
has changed.
That would be yeah. Something that popped positive for Leanne. She doesn't like me kissing her neck. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she doesn't. Well, yeah. She, yeah.
But here's the thing, like it's all
I'm a licker.
It's all about who does it, right? Like, and especially if you're getting into porn and someone's like, "Are you okay with fisting?" I'd be like, "Fucking hell no." But before there was all these consent things, I'm in the middle of a scene and a guy just like fists me and I'm like, "This is fucking rad. Like, let's keep going."
Yeah. Yeah, fisting would be something I would want to you'd need to run by me first.
Yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden you're fisting. I'm like, hey man, I checked no on the box. So wait, we'll go back to the like.
Wait. So we exchange our
we exchange our tasks,
and then we do our consents.
Yes.
And we literally would be like, hey, I would be like, are you okay with me? With your neck or pulling your hair, blah blah blah. Yeah, right.
There's like a whole checklist.
And then do the women have to do it to the guys too?
Yeah.
Like you're like, are you okay if I kick your balls and like, you know, stab Bert in the eye?
Even verbiage, like, do you have any words you don't like to be called? Any slang?
I want you to call me the N-word.
Oh my no.
Okay, that's what we're doing.
Oh
we're
my
yeah,
god.
Yeah. I'll call you.
Hell no. I will call you a cunt.
I've watched that porn. With the black dude saying to the white girl.
Yeah. Oh, and she says it over. Yeah.
And he's like, tell your daddy.
Yeah. She's notorious. She's notorious. She's notorious.
I wonder if she'll get canceled for that. They pull it up. Do you remember saying this? She's like, Your Honor.
She kind of got canceled in porn for that, but it also really? Was. Yeah. And unfortunately, so like, obviously times are different and you shouldn't say those things, but like, you had like a group of men. She had like a bunch of dudes telling her to say it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's kind of like, but she did get a lot of cancels from.
Can I just take a sidebar to this? You're so fucking pretty.
Thank you.
Like you're like that's normally when you meet like an actress or something you see on TV or like I know for a fact I've seen people on TV. This is gonna sound weird, but back in the day, I've seen people on TV. Hung out with them, hooked up with them, and then you find them to be a fucking mess, top to bottom. Their eyes are puffy and everything. You're really very pretty. You have no fucking bags under your eyes. You have great skin. Your hair is like fucking what's the lady that bit the apple and then went to bed? And then
Snow White?
Yeah, Snow White. Your hair's like Snow White.
You're just like taking a jab at me. I mean, like I'm working on these bags, and
you do look tired.
Jealous.
But
he's jealous. You're healthy, and he's fat.
Wow. Okay. Did you guys feed her?
It's
a
okay. I even like a fat man. Actually, it's like one of my fondest memories was getting fucked by a fat man while he was eating a pizza, and then I was eating the pizza too.
Yeah, by the way,
it was like really.
Hold on, I'm gonna rearrange.
It was like a lot more to rub around, you know.
Make sure nice. That's a highlight.
By the way, all I heard was pizza.
Yeah.
I can't believe I would never let me eat pizza. We're having sex because I throw up in my throat when I sleep.
Oh my god!
She's like, "Nah, honey, you're gonna throw that up. You know that."
That actually was like back in. So when I first got into porn, I used to do privates. So that was like back when I was doing privates.
Wait, hold on. Just so you know, you could make a fucking mountain house right now in privates.
I know.
Every guy watching this goes, whoa, privates.
Has still got to be a thing. There's got to be someone, like he's saying, out there watching that who's like, can I make this happen?
Yeah, wait, can I? Theoretically.
Right? Yeah. And so now, so like back in my first 2 years of porn, you could totally like hire me and I would do privates.
What the fuck?
Because I was told when you got into porn, like, oh, you do porn as an advertisement for sex work, for escorting, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, and that's not why I got into porn. I actually got into porn because I was a dirty, tired stripper and I wanted to like work normal hours.
I want to dive into that part of your life. I'm curious about from stripper to porn, but keep going. Privates, keep going.
Yeah. So I did them for.
Here, I'm going to bring the mic closer to you just to make sure.
Thank you. So I did.
Is Nadab not here?
He's in the other room. They're doing.
And what camera?
Oh, no,
is it
no,
all
no,
of them or just
they're
you
always,
guys?
Yeah. They're always
there. So just the back and forth. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna lower this. I want to see your face.
Thank you. So, after 2 years, I was like, okay, I don't need to do escorting. Like the thing I want to do is I want to do porn and I want to build a brand because I saw the power in building the brand.
Mm-hmm. Let me manage your fucking career.
Yeah.
I could fucking.
I'm about to blow up.
Oh,
I actually this year, I hired on like a full, I have a full team of like 16 people and we're all
That's not what you need. What you need is a Bert Kreischer in your life. I could really fucking
He is fun. You should have fun, some chats with him. Yeah. I'm serious. Yeah. He's a great ideas guy. I'm not kidding.
I have big ideas that are, that when I was younger, they were stupid. And then when I got older and no one thought I was going to anything was going to happen.
This is how it'll go. He'll pitch you a series of ideas and you'll go, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That's fucking stupid. That's ridiculous. And then you'll be like,
this is gold.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he's a dreamer. But
I don't have parameters on like bad ideas versus good ideas. And I'm a fan. And like, I would love to, I'll get your number. I'll text you ideas that I think that, because I think there's the thing I like about, porn star is such a weird word, but porn stars, the thing I like is when you meet them and all of a sudden you see the person and you're like, oh shit, man, you got a smart person who really knows how to talk and is fun, has a good sense of humor. There's a lot
to
be made.
Have an appreciation for the fact that when you're younger, you just see the, the fantasy, right? You go like, this is just, and then when we've gotten into this and become comedians and podcasters and you meet people, you do get this appreciation for the fact that you guys are actually true performers, that you can actually flip a switch. Mm-hmm. And it's a, your skill set is that it is this sexual performance, but it is like a skill. Like you guys really know how to turn it on.
I actually wouldn't even call it a performance. Like, so mm-hmm. I like to say a sexual athlete.
Sure.
Yeah, I would say an extreme athlete at times.
It's literally, I treat my body like I'm an athlete. So before my back was injured, I had a routine that was like a normal athlete. I would take ice baths every day. I would actually, after gangbang, take an ice bath. I was vigorous on my diet because you have to clean out so much. You can't drink. You can't party. You have to just literally live this like strict routine of health.
Now you mentioned stuff. You gangbanged and the DPs and other stuff. Now you do your own, like you produce your own stuff, right? Or you mm-hmm. shoot your own content. Before this era exploded, mm-hmm. you were like, I would assume like most people, you worked for companies and you shot stuff.
So I actually did both.
You were doing both?
Yeah. So I'm actually so blessed right now because I had a back catalog of over 500 scenes when OnlyFans popped off. So I was shooting for other companies and then I'd go home and I'd shoot my own content as well. So I've been so blessed because I've been able to sustain myself without losing income through this injury. Just catalog.
How much were you working when you were working for companies only, like, you know what I mean? Like 10 years ago before this whole thing exploded where you guys own your, how often were you shooting?
25 days a month average. And then I'm the only girl in American porn history, because we don't know about Europe, that has done two different companies. I worked for doing a DP. So I did two DPs in one day and a third anal shoot the same day.
The same day.
Yeah, so two I did DPs. Three scenes, and each set took about 8 hours, all in one day.
So your reputation kind of is like the savage, the extreme athlete of this whole thing.
Yeah, because once you get turned on, you're horny. Like, so the term, like, if you don't use it, you lose it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is like a true thing for women, like for sure. Like women can turn off their sex drive, I believe wholeheartedly.
I think so too, right? They can just like shut you guys.
Like if you're not having sex or you're not amping yourself up, you can literally just cut that part of yourself
Somebody
off.
Said this once about the difference between men and women is mm-hmm. that with men, when we are between, let's just say 16 mm-hmm. and 60, mm-hmm. there's basically a constant hum. It's a buzz where you're just like every few, every 72 hours or whatever, however many hours, your body's being like, you need to address this at some, either it's like peaking or it dies down, but that women can go into a lifestyle of like, this is of interest to me or like, just I'm fine without this.
I've shut it off for a year of my life and then been like, I think I had really good sex and that's what like kick-started it. And then even when I've had like, for instance, I haven't been able to have sex because of my back.
What I wanted to ask. Okay.
I tried once like 2 weeks ago mm-hmm. and the problem is like the sex, like I could do it if I just couldn't, if I could have sex and not be Adriana, then I could have sex and it wouldn't hurt. But like, as I'm having sex with this dude, I'm like slowly just starting to pull my legs behind my head into a pretzel because that's how I like to do it.
Sure. Yeah.
And then the next day I was like, I just ruined myself for like 2 weeks.
Oh, it hurt because you...
Oh, it hurt for 2 fucking weeks. Like so bad.
So wait, where's your recovery at right now? Like where, how long, so, or like, did you have surgery? How long until you go back, or will you ever be able to go back?
So that's a really hard question because, I don't know if I'll ever go back to shooting porn, unless it's just like at home video styles, only for the simple reason, if I don't perform to the Adriana Chechik standard, I don't want to have my fans say, oh, well, this accident changed her, but they'll say it in a negative light. Right. They won't say like, oh, pity her. And I don't want pity as well. But they'll be like, oh, she used to be so much better before this accident.
You don't want to be Michael Jordan with the Wizards.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I'm like, I don't know if I'll ever perform again. Like, I don't know if I'll ever be able to perform to that standard.
Well, wait. Right. So then what's the All right. Before we get on to the second act of your life after the injury, I want to know about getting into porn. I want to know about how I think everyone would assume that whole introduction's got to be somewhat sketchy. Like one dude going, like backdoor casting couch. Like that energy of like, how many people take advantage of that moment versus where's the one Jack from Boogie Nights who really cares about you and wants to see you blossom?
Yeah.
So like you were dancing in Arizona, I'm guessing?
No, Vegas? So I was dancing in Miami. I was dancing at Scarlett's Cabaret.
Ooh, Chechik.
Having the time of my life.
South Florida strip clubs, I always tell people it hit a little different. They don't know.
So, and it ruined me. It's the reason, like Florida strip clubs, I was saying this to someone. I took our whole work team. We were in Alaska.
Yeah.
And I took the whole team. We had our whole team. Like everyone was there for the Alaska shows. So I said, hey guys, let's go to the Great Alaskan Bush Company. It's a great strip club. It says it's like Florida strip clubs where you can, if you can drink at a Florida strip club, it's not full nude.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's like, and you can drink there. So I go, it's awesome. We're going to have a blast. We'll have drinks. There'll be naked ladies walking around, but they're going to have the bottoms. It's going to be fine. We get there. It's full nude. And I'm with like a few women. And one of the women is like, this is full nude. This is full nude. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is pretty aggressive. But I think because I grew up in Florida, I am broken.
For you.
I'm broken with strip clubs. It doesn't register to me. Like, I'm just like, yeah, this is what you do at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Miami strip clubs are.
That's way different.
Oh my God.
That's where you go. So like, for instance, like the Scarlett's Cabaret where I worked at.
Yeah.
That's literally, I would start my shift at midnight and I would leave at 9 a.m.
So you're how old when you're in Miami?
So 19 when I got there.
Okay. Where did you grow up?
So I grew up in Pennsylvania, like Westchester area, Reading.
Fucking Shane Gillis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Quaker area.
Shane Gillis.
I lived with Amish people for a little while.
Wow.
Oh, so that's a gangbang I'd like
really
to see.
Fucking,
like you go into a bunch of guys putting up a barn and you're like, hey. Oh. And those guys are like, oh, don't tell mom about this.
Right.
Holy cow. Right. I thought the goat was good.
I mean, I do like a bearded man. So there could be something behind that. And I do like to fuck with like farm fresh veg. So there could be something.
But I tell you that. See, this is where my good ideas turn into great ideas.
Yeah,
because everyone loves. I always thought it was interesting when like a porn star would grab a fan and then take their virginity.
Yeah,
because I don't know. There's something. I'm always looking for the realness in the porn.
Yeah,
like the when you see the thing that is like a little overly produced. I think that's why everyone connects with you is that you go so. You take it to the next level where everyone's like, whoa.
I have to say, I haven't watched stuff in a while, but I feel like my thing that I liked actually the most was genuine, because there's a fake version of this and there's genuine. It was the genuine behind the scenes stuff. What's that?
Was it the My Fan Blowbang?
No, I just meant like whenever you see like the performers hanging out genuinely, but like, messing with each other.
Kind of still having sex.
But not the one where they're like, oh, we're doing, this is a behind the scenes thing.
Yeah,
where
totally.
It's obviously manufactured. It was like when the girl's like talking to the guy, the director, but they're still like getting frisky.
Yeah.
Because that actually felt like you were peeking in on real sex.
Yeah, totally.
That
was
more exciting to me than the perform, like, I don't know. That seemed more exciting.
Before OnlyFans, it was like all about Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you'd get all that like awesome content. And then Snapchat caught on that we were selling like paid
porn stuff.
Yeah, like, but I was like an idiot because I didn't have a paid Snapchat. So I had at one point the Chive like blew up my Snapchat and I had 1.7 million people on it. And I was doing like crazy shit. Like back in the day, I'd do Molly and I'd just be like, I tell all my girlfriends, like, we're all gonna put on strap-ons and gangbang my girlfriend here. And like, you know, I'd answer the door and my friend would order cigarettes and I'd be like, yo, you wanna join this party? Like, so I had like really cool snap stories. Like I did
pull those up.
Yeah, I did the thing off the escalator where I squirted off the escalator. And then
wait, squirting real.
Okay. So squirting is real if it's not like fucking ridiculous. So like, for instance, like most of the time in squirting, I'd say it's real. But when you see like, it's like projectiling.
When it's going squonk, squonk. Like that's not.
It's not necessarily. You're still feeling pleasure from it because you're pushing. So like, you know, when a girl grabs, like she squeezes her pussy while your dick's in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I've heard of it.
So it's like kind of like how it feels when it feels like when a girl like does that to your dick when you're getting fucked.
Yeah.
And you're trying to make yourself like pee or squirt. It's like you get the same type of kind of sensation.
Okay.
Like what I would say an equivalent is. But I do believe that actual squirting is real.
Yeah.
Because I do squirt. Like I can just masturbate on my fingers and squirt. And it's not like I can pee and go pee.
Bullshit.
And it'll be yellow. Yeah, I'm like, okay, I'll show you this. I will pee and it'll be yellow and I will squirt it and it'll be clear, damn it.
I don't believe in this or organized religion.
I swear.
This is a silly question. Maybe silly
Stop
question.
Squirts.
I squirt too. This is silly, but if somebody does as much sex as you do with as many people and all the biggest sizes, does this stretch you out permanently?
No, that's like...
I don't believe that either.
No. That's like the number one thing that I also think, like when people online
I'm
are
asking
like...
genuinely.
But when people ask that, I'm like, you guys are fucking crazy because you have to remember that first of all, if you're an athlete, you have good fucking muscles, right?
True.
So my muscles down there are so good because I have so much control over them.
Yeah, I believe that.
And then on top of that, like, think about women. They have like babies out of their vaginas and then you can fuck their vagina after and they're still tight. So you're meant to you're meant to stretch and expand. And I also think like, you know, I think like gymnasts or like you see these like little girls that can take like the biggest dicks because they were like gymnasts, you know?
That just sounded
funny. Have you ever noticed it? The tiny girls take the biggest dicks.
Oh, small women.
Small women.
I was thinking little women.
Waiting for Miss Darby. I haven't seen that.
So you actually could give advice on this.
Mm-hmm.
So our buddy, Bert Kreischer, seated to your left, is starting an OnlyFans. And one of the things we are, you know, he's going to do some tasteful nudes. Would love for you to review them.
Uh-huh.
But I was encouraging him to up the revenue stream by also, you know, maybe masturbating, doing some things like that. What do you think? Would that kind of change the game for him?
I mean, I think honestly, if you were to do masturbation videos, it's not in the sense of like you're going to have guys like Matt jerking off to it.
I'm like McDonald's. I serve
But
everyone.
You're still going to make a lot of money, but you'd be surprised at how many girls actually like to watch guys masturbate as well. So totally.
I don't think you've seen like a regular dude masturbate in a while. It's not.
I've seen the worst type of dudes masturbate.
No,
okay.
Get, like, guys
and
with,
I
like,
see them struggling for hours sometimes
for
in like a corner, like sweaty, like
here, I'll show
my lip noodle, you know?
Yeah.
So,
oh yeah, yeah, this is great because he just had some like nudes done.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah. So it would be cool.
Am I gonna see his balls?
I hope so.
Nope, not now.
I've got to pay for the subscription.
There you go. Yeah, fuck. He pays you. Don't forget.
Well, I think I just got.
I'll trade these. I'll give you a free month if you give me a free month.
I'll give everyone. That's my problem. Is I'll give everyone a free month.
You're a cheap whore.
I'm a very cheap whore. You have no fucking idea. This is. Let's see if I can find a tasteful nude. Let's see.
The tasteful as he scrolls and scrolls and scrolls.
Well, I got.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Oh. There's one.
There's one.
There's one. I think for OnlyFans though, I want to
see what
go.
Are you going to do with the bat? Where's that going? The ass and the bat.
Okay, see that's where I think that's where I draw my boundaries. Insinuating something,
right? It sure is.
Like, see, I would see that and I'd be like, okay, this is nice.
Yeah.
When are you going to use the bat?
Okay. Well, I want to do more. I think you have to do more cock pictures.
Yeah. Yes,
for sure.
Like.
Girls actually do like dick pics too.
Okay. They do because there's a
do you
big
consent
thing where
a dick
like
pic?
Yeah,
there's okay. a lot.
I actually like dick pics, and I think so. I like dick pics, and within like my girl circle, they like dick pics. But if you publicize it, you will just get like way too many dick pics. So, but me personally, I never tire of them because I feel like I kind of think like a man. Like I'm like, okay, yeah, let me fucking see that shit.
Yeah,
I could do this. I was gonna do this every morning and get one of these like fresh out of bed.
Oh, perfect.
Pic. Yeah. Like do fresh out of bed dick.
Yeah.
Pic. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
You're thick.
Thank you.
You're thick.
Yeah.
It's a nice thick head.
And well, whatever.
And that's why
morning do a nice dick pic. Every morning you get one of
those.
That's why
she doesn't want to go anal. It's a thick dick.
Are you gonna tell her the truth now or are we
no,
gonna
no, no, this? No, okay, okay. That. So
is it a Photoshop
of
dick?
Of course it is. Yeah. What the fuck? You want to see even bigger?
I'm a porn star. I trusted you.
I know.
Come on. Wait,
what's even hilarious?
Oh,
look how big
God.
That one is.
Oh, my God. You know, I fell for it.
I
should have known because you have a belly, and most guys with a belly have little dicks. God damn it. I should have fucking known.
It's so small.
He's sent me.
It's so small. Here, you can touch the top right
it's
now.
It's like this. It's like this. It's one of those.
No. We have the exact same dick, oddly enough.
Is it?
Do you?
So it's yeah. Big belly.
But you can see his more because yours.
Oh, now you can. Now you can. Let's not remember. So, Tom was 275, okay? Let's not forget.
So wait,
true.
Big guys usually have little dicks?
Yeah, something about like.
And what, do little guys usually have big dicks?
Yes.
So no, it's yeah. like,
hold
it's
on.
Like
that's
the
not. That's not that, here's the deal. I had a joke about this in my act. Mm-hmm. The big, it's your dick. How did I, what was the joke? You outgrow your dick. So when you get bigger, your dick looked great when it was on your body. It looks like now it's a squatter in the middle of a bustling city.
Yeah.
Like it's this little, it's like a little ramshackle shack. But when I was skinny, it looked awesome. Now it looks, it
was
does look smaller.
Still just like a little dick. You were just skinnier.
No. No, we have
you can't create an illusion like propaganda behind
Listen,
your dick
thank
size
you.
And
no,
your body
thank you,
size.
Adriana.
No.
Yeah.
No. Here's the deal. So if I if I put this pen next to this cup, it looks there, right? But if I put it like next to this cup, it looks smaller because this cup's bigger. That's what happens when you gain weight. That's
it's
why
it's called an illusion.
Yeah.
But
no,
it
yeah.
still means it's a smaller dick.
No. It's the same dick. It's the same
thing. Can you guys stop fighting?
6 inches
oh
on me.
Well, he showed me a fake one. So
no,
of
I know.
Course it may be a fat
I love
dick.
That, I love that with your trained eye,
I think,
you were
wait,
like,
here's
whoa,
the thing.
That's
here's
nice.
The thing that he's saying.
I like a chode. So it's a kind of chody. So
yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Here's what
I
he's actually
that.
Saying, because I translate for him a lot of times.
Okay.
What he's saying is, if you have, just say, a 6-inch dick,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is the size of the dick.
Mm-hmm.
And you weigh 175 pounds as a man.
Mm-hmm.
It is a 6-inch dick,
mm-hmm,
but it'll look a certain way. If that exact same dick
was
on is
Shaquille
on a 285 pound man, it's still a 6-inch dick. It's going to look better
yeah.
on the 175 pound
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but most men who are chubby don't have even 6-inch dicks.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
You know, most
yes.
of them do have smaller dicks.
Yeah.
Like it's just
that's
something
do you
weird
have
in
a perfect size like that you desire?
I mean, I kind of go through like phases.
Mm-hmm.
So like right now I feel like because I'm not having sex and I'm super horny, like I just want big dicks.
Oh.
And then like I'm 31 now. So like I only want the best, like give me your big cock and that's it. But before I used to be like, oh, I'm pro like any type of dick and like.
So you want big and huge now?
Yeah.
But does the, guy matter?
What's considered that for you?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? What is that measurement?
I would say 9 inches.
9 inches is big, yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, the actual
even
average
the black guy in the booth, he's going, woo, like that, yeah.
Anyway, well, I guess I'm out.
Yeah.
Because like
he's
the
like,
actual
let me call my dad real quick.
Yeah, the national size of for American stick size is actually 4 inches.
That's the average size.
Mm-hmm.
That's the average?
Wow.
Yeah.
We got that, Tommy.
So if you
Tommy
have
identical
dicks,
identical
yeah.
dicks.
How do you know?
Because we've seen
doing docking or something.
We actually did.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, if you tied both of our dicks together and picked up a sandwich and put a little tip on it, you'd have the exact size
guys,
you were looking
you
for.
Guys, you don't even need me. be here for the porno. Like, no. Come on. You could be stars.
Oh, I would. Do you have any idea how much money we'd make if we just fucked each other? I mean, we're going. Here's the thing.
I don't know if we'd make money.
We're trying to sell tacos to Mexicans here. Okay.
Yeah.
What we need to do is sell tacos to white people. Do you get? Hear me out.
Okay. I'm hearing you out.
No woman wants to fuck us. They already got what they got, right? Men. That's our fucking demographic.
Yeah, you're right.
We go for gay dudes in San Francisco that look like
us. You look like bears.
Yeah.
Bears.
Yeah.
Two bears.
Yeah. No, that's literally, that's a gay term too.
Yeah, I know.
We know. But that's where I go, my OnlyFans, I'm a pretty progressive individual. And so, but my OnlyFans would be just, I think I would probably enjoy it more. Mm-hmm. If it was gay dudes, like, do you ever do stuff like a guy DMs you and goes, you do like personal videos and stuff. Mm-hmm. Guy DMs you and you almost like your heart, you go, ah, this fucking guy, poor guy, he lives dot, dot, dot. And he doesn't have much. I feel for him, you know, as opposed to like some dudes, maybe they DM you and it's aggressive and you're like, oh, come on, man. Like, I'm not a fucking, like, I've had people do that meet and greets where the guy goes, take the fucking shirt off. I know you want to do it. Get a fucking picture with me. And I'm like, I'm not your fucking whore, okay? Yeah. I am a whore, but I'm not your whore.
Yeah.
As opposed to the dude that's like shaking and his wife's like, he's terrified to meet you. Yeah. He wants to take a shirt. And then all of a sudden you go like, I want to do it for that guy.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's the way I think my OnlyFans would work is I think I would want the big hairy gay guy in San Francisco that's single or maybe doesn't go out a lot and doesn't know a lot of people. I jerk off for him. And that's like it. Yeah, yeah. I think that's where
so cool. Great. I love that. That's sweet. I love that. Yeah.
I want to go back to 17, 18,
96. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So 19, I was stripping at Scarlett's Cabaret. And I actually
What gave you the courage to move to Miami from Pennsylvania?
So I was in college. I was at Drexel and then I started stripping and I was like, "Wow, I can make so much more money stripping." And left college. Because I started college when I was 17.
Can we park real quick before you? Is that a big, because this is always a thing that mm-hmm. everybody thinks about. When you do that, is there a huge conversation with family of like, I'm dropping out of college?
I grew up in foster care.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I only have like a crazy, crazy mom that like was in and out of my life.
So you didn't have to like clear it with somebody.
No. So like the very,
foster care.
Yeah. So the very first thing, like before I did my very first, like stripping, I didn't even think about because I was just like, you know, I don't have family or anyone that's going to fucking care. And then my mom was actually a Tropicana girl and she was also in Playboy.
Like, you got some good genetics then.
Yeah,
can I see your mom? Is there a picture of your mom?
I hate her. No.
Okay.
She's disappeared to the ether. My wife's
got problems with her mom too.
And my mom's crazy. Like when I started doing porn, the first thing she did, she called me and she was like, how do you do anal so well? Like, I'm so jealous. And can you also pay me money for that mattress I bought you when you were like 10?
When you were 10?
Yeah, because she's just like a crazy
woman. Was she like an incompetent parent and that's what put you in foster care?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. She has 8 kids, all by different men.
And, that's wild.
And is Chechik an assumed surname?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What's your ethnic background? Just out of curiosity.
So I'm mostly Serbian, Russian, and I have a little bit of English in me. But I'm 75% Serbian.
So you do have some Russian? Mm-hmm. Did you know that when he was 22, he went over to Russia and he got involved with the Russian mafia?
You did?
Yeah.
No way. You're lying.
I swear to God.
Did you go into the subways there?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, how beautiful were they?
Wait, hold on. Did you go into subways in Russia?
I have a book. I just have a book of a coffee table book of the subways there. I've always wanted to go there.
So I'll tell you the thing about the subways. Their escalators move fast as fuck.
Scary, right?
The second you get on the, it's so fast.
Really?
It's so fast. It's clearly a Soviet design of like, no, we'll go faster.
Yeah, yeah.
And then things will happen faster. Like that's the way their brains worked. And you get on their fucking escalators and they're long. And you go, and no one talks in their subways. Or smiles. They all sit because old Soviet design was, you don't want people to, it may have changed from since when I was there, but you don't want people to hear your secrets. Women and men both hold hands and people sit together close and they whisper. No one fucking talks.
Wow.
And the thing that subway say is, Sledozhchaya Stantsiya Gorkovskaya. That's where I stayed.
So wait, Drexel, you leave Drexel.
Oh, hold on. I got involved with the Russian mafia.
So you leave Drexel, and then you're like,
wait, I wanted to say this. Brian Simpson was in foster care. Brian Simpson's a fantastic comedian.
Really, really funny.
Fucking brilliant. One of the things he said is because he was in foster care, he has an insane ability at making, like, meeting people and being put into a weird situation, and he excels. Like, when he meets girlfriend's parents, she's like, I want you to meet my parents. He's like, bitch, this is what I do.
Yes.
This is what I do. I can meet your parents, and I'll take your bed.
You definitely... I believe that I've got a lot of charisma from growing up in that environment. And then also the ability to have perspective of yourself and outside of yourself. Because when you're in foster care, you're watching everything that's happening going on around you, right? Yeah. So you just actually, I mean, I learned a lot of really good do's and don'ts because of just seeing all this crazy shit that was happening. But I also think that's why I have good charisma.
Well, I would never... I don't know anything about foster care. All I know is it sounds bad. And so I'd never wish that on anyone, but I know that the two people I've met now, you and Brian, both... Brian's one of my favorite human beings in the world.
So great.
And there are things about him that other people don't have that I love, and I assume it's his... It's being autonomous at a young age and being put in weird situations and being forced to excel in moments that you want to cower. I would have cowered in those situations. If you took me out of my family and put me into a brand new family, I would have been like, man, I can't do this.
What you end up doing, what he's done and what you probably have the ability to do, is that he can just adapt as well as, like, Brian can hang out at a bus stop, you know, around a homeless person, or you can take him to a black tie event.
Yeah.
And he has a unique perspective. He makes such original observations.
He's so smart. But I think it's forced being sitting in a brand new bed for the first time.
It's knowing you're on your own.
You're battling through it.
You have to battle through it. It's literally like you grow up knowing, like, if I don't fight through the system, I'm going to be a part of the system. I actually didn't have sex until I was 18 because I knew my mom had so many kids that were put in the system. And I was like, I'm not going to have sex until I'm old enough to get an abortion if I need to. Right. God. Like, that was a conscious, real thought.
Intense thought for a 14.
Yeah. So that's exactly why I waited so long to have sexual intercourse.
And then
the first time I had sex, I did anal first because I was like, there's no way I'm getting fucking pregnant from this shit.
That's wild. So I knew a girl you like left that in Drexel. Yeah, I know a bunch of Persian girls that do that in LA. Yeah. So you leave Drexel, you go down. Do you know that Miami's a hotbed for this? Like, this is the place to go?
Yeah, so I left Drexel. I started stripping in Philly. And then So I did a little bit of cheerleaders.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of the one place I used to dance at the most. Delilah's, I danced there as well. But there's a place right by the airport, and it's like literally the shittiest little place, and it's a purple fucking building.
Yeah.
If you're ever driving on the backside of the airport, you'll see it. And it was a gold mine. Like, my whole thing was to go find the trashiest strip club I could find with, like, the trashiest women, and then I fucking make bank. Like, I just clear house.
And you don't have the Philly accent. You were going to strip lap dance for me.
I used to, but I've gained the Valley Girl.
Yeah, it is nothing can make my dick invert inside of my body.
I love it.
More
I love their accent.
Than the, it's called the Mid-Atlantic accent.
Yeah,
and it is
Delco.
It's like, it's one.
It's one.
I say bagel and stuff.
Makes me want to stand in traffic.
Wooder.
Yeah.
I love authentic accents. Like, you got a lap dance in Boston. Yeah. Well, I'm bad at accents. Ugh. All right. So keep going. So go ahead. I'm diverting.
So, all right. You go down to Miami.
Yeah. I actually traveled all around the US first.
Okay.
So I would follow bikers and golfing tournaments. So I went around doing all the biker and golfing circuits.
Now, I know you're a beautiful girl. I can imagine you're great on stage. Are you also what is known as a frisky stripper or people being like, come on.
I would leave the club to do those things.
Okay.
But I always knew I was a good squirter because I would just squirt and then also sometimes just like piss on them and tell them it was squirt. Because like if you're giving a guy lap dance and then you're like, oh my God, this lap dance is so good. I'm so horny.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you like squirt on them. It fucking blows their mind.
Can I tell you though what I
I've been to millions of strip clubs. That's never happened to me. I've never had a girl squirt. I never even knew that could happen. I've never had but I'm pretty I'm younger, maybe I was into lap dances like that. Older, yeah. I'm looking for the unique lap dance. Like I made a girl do a lap dance with all her clothes on one time.
Yeah.
Like it was snowing. It was one of the best lap dances because she got embarrassed because her bra didn't match her panties. And I was like, that's the real thing.
That's exciting.
And we laughed and she ended up keeping her jeans on and we sat down and had a drink.
Who strips in jeans?
This girl. She was leaving the club. It was snowing and she was, I forget the name of it. In Fort Wayne, Indiana, and she was leaving, and she goes, "Oh shit, I'm such a big fan. If I had known, I would have stayed on and worked." And I said, "It's so funny. I've always wanted to lap dance with someone with all their clothes on. I want to see them take everything off because if I'm gonna have sex for real, my wife's gonna take. It's gonna start with a fucking jacket."
Yeah.
And so she was like, "I'll do that." And it was kind of like an experiment. So we did a lap dance. She took her snow coat off. She had to get on and take her boots off. And it was sit down.
And then it's like you're embarrassed right?
We connected and we started laughing. And then she stopped halfway through and she's like, "I can't do this. I'm not doing this." So we go back to Miami. You toured bikers and golf tournaments.
Yeah, because
right now
golfers have money.
And they bet all day long. So when they lose their bets, the guys come in and then they have like fucking 5, 6, 7, 8 grand to blow, right? So I used to go to Myrtle Beach where there was a huge golfing tournament there.
Okay.
And then they also have a themed strip club there that's called Masters, which is all golfing themed.
Oh, golfing, it seems golfing.
So it's pretty dope. And then I would just follow the bikers around and then...
They're fun.
They
have more money than you think they have, right?
Not only that, bikers never cross the fucking line. Like maybe with some girls, but like I've never had a biker cross the line, especially when you're a young stripper. All they want you to do is like sit on their lap and tell you how you shouldn't be a stripper. You know, they're I love that you're here, but you're too pretty for this. And they'll just give you money just to like sit and hang out.
So
with
would
them.
You go to places like the Tour de France and like to for those bikers?
I'm like
Bert, those are cyclists.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, no. Like the big hairy bikers. And then I used to do a lot of bikini bars as well. Even though I was still stripping, I would stop at biker bikini bars like in the middle of nowhere.
I love your entrepreneurial brain about this.
No, there's like an inner, once you start becoming a traveling stripper, there's like an inner connection where all the strippers, like you'll end up going somewhere and see the same girls. So they all travel around to the same places.
Oh, like, I was told that in wherever we were somewhere small and they said, "Oh yeah, these girls have to travel because it's a small town, so they can't just all stay here." So what they do is they hit different spots. Yeah.
And then like you'll follow like, okay, so you go to like some of the strip clubs by military bases during certain times. Like when all the young guys get back done, when they're done from training, they have free time, you go there.
Oh yeah, so this is actually-
You follow oil rigger times.
You're really thinking about where to go for this.
Yeah.
And that is fascinating that that is exactly like who's gonna be horned up, who hasn't been around women in a while.
Who's got money.
Who's got money
and
now.
And the first, so I made more money stripping than I did for my first 3 years of porn. That's how much I was making because I was traveling.
God.
So
I've spent way more money at strip clubs than I ever have.
But I feel like also it's not going to be like nothing, but it's a small percentage of the girls who are really taking it really, really out like on their money that are going to be like, these guys just got off the oil rig. These guys, like, I'm going to go there versus the one who are like, you know, you go ahead and do that. I'm just going to stay here. Like, it's not a huge percentage.
It's the difference between making a living and then making a career.
Yeah.
Right. So like there are women that make a career out of their stripping career, you know?
Yes.
So,
one thing I want to jump to because we discussed this briefly before we started.
We're talking about privates.
No. I just because we were talking about this. Right
I have
before.
A really funny story about this. I'll tell you guys. Too
oh, please don't forget.
Yeah.
But that you're like I was doing these DPs and gangbangs this many days a month for this long and
25 days
and you know the prep involved. Tell people just so they know what is the prep involved. Like, hey, you have a gangbang or a DP today or tomorrow, whatever. What's your prep like for that?
So it's literally like you're getting ready to go do a, like a sporting event.
Yeah.
So I would say about five to three days prior, you actually start doing not anal stretching or anything like that. You start doing stretches for your body.
Seriously.
Yeah, because when you get done a gangbang, no matter how much you've stretched or anything like that, like you feel like you were in a car accident at 20 miles per hour. So that's why I say I would do ice baths right after a gangbang. I would get right into an ice bath to take a lot of the inflammation down because you have guys pulling you everywhere. You're twisting all these crazy ways.
Okay.
So I would prep just with doing like a lot of yoga leading up to gangbangs. And then you have to eat really fucking clean. So it's easier to clean out. Because you, there's this misconception with anal where you have to starve yourself to do it.
Yes.
No. If you eat regularly, you're going to poop regularly. And you're going to be able to clean out a lot easier, right? So your body's not going to hold all that stuff in. So you just want to have like a very clean diet. And there's stuff you can't eat like carrots or like, you know, anything with root food, like food coloring, beets, spaghetti sauce. Beets is terrible.
I know.
When a girl's cleaned out and they've still eaten beets, it comes out as like it sweats through their intestines. And then you're like, oh, my God, are you OK?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, I ate beets like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And then actually the morning of a gangbang scene for me, I would clean out because I clean out very deep because I never want to have instances. Mm-hmm. For about an hour and 45 minutes.
That's how long you're doing that?
Yeah.
An hour and 45.
Wait. A DP takes an hour and 45 minutes?
No, cleaning out. She's doing
An average girl cleaning out for anal takes between an average time is between 45 minutes to an hour, right? But then if you are a hardcore girl, it will take you an hour to 2 hours. So when I clean out, it could be cleaned out for 3 days. And then if you know anything about like some of the Darko scenes, you know how much fluid they're putting in my body as well.
Yeah.
Like sometimes we've put 4 gallons of spunk inside my body.
What?
So like you don't want to have anything. If you're pushing all that spunk out that's white, you don't want that to come out dirty.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to clean out like so deep.
Yeah.
I can tell, like I tell people all the time, I'm like, I can straight up feel all of my intestines. Like I went to a doctor one time and I was like, I know that I have a cut about 5 inches in after the first curve. And he was like, really? And then he did a microscope up there and he was like, you really fucking do. Holy shit. I know, I can feel everything inside my body from all this stuff, you know?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I don't know if I'd be into gangbangs. I don't think that would be my thing.
It's you have so much control and power in a gangbang as a woman.
Have you ever had sex with Owen Gray? It's a tremendous cock.
No, hold on. He was the second guy that ever did anal on me.
Really?
Yeah, but he was in a gimp suit and it was for a kink scene.
How would you deal with, let's say you're about to shoot a scene with Bert? But he's
okay. Yeah, let's take it for the base.
Well, here's what I want to ask though. He's like new to the biz,
uh-huh,
and he's nervous.
Uh-huh.
How would you deal with a nervous guy? You're the veteran, you're the pro, like you know what you're doing.
An open micer.
Yeah. Like, would you do anything? I mean,
I would actually stay separate from him until the scene actually starts.
That's what would help.
Yes.
Okay. This way, it's just like, it's on.
Yeah. So okay. I, early on in my career, I used to make a mistake where I'd text guys or I'd message them on Twitter when I found out I was working with them. Mm-hmm. And be like, oh my God, I'm so excited to work with you. Like, your chick looks awesome. Mm-hmm. And then they'd fail. Right? Because they'd be nervous because I pumped them up the day before.
Gotcha.
So I actually, even myself, when I'm on set to do any like crazy type of scenes, I stay completely separate. And especially gangbangs, because guys want to come in and they want to try and fuck you or start it when you're in the middle of getting makeup done and you're trying to like relax. Because I will take like 5 to 10 minutes by myself, even before a gangbang, just to like mentally like breathe and prepare.
Sure.
A cocktail maybe?
People, no. No.
I would definitely have a drink.
No. Because you want to know what's going to happen to your body. If you have a drink and you're numb in the slightest sense, if a guy's fucking you in the wrong way and you can't feel everything, they could do damage to your body. Right? So like,
yeah,
you have to be completely, yeah, you have to be completely sober for this because you have to be able to say like, oh no, this is going to fuck me up for the next 2 days the way we're doing this.
Yeah.
I think that's a brilliant little bit of information about the not talking before, because then it just becomes about the excitement of the physical thing. Like there's no like conversation about it. So you're like, this is like, it's on.
Yeah.
It's on.
And also like, you can get really turned off by the way people act on set before you have sex with them. Like,
yeah.
Just like you could like see someone at a bar and be like, I like this person, have a conversation. And you're like,
oh, fuck no. Ugh. Like, you don't want to know. Like, I've never hung out with, like, I've hung out with a few girls, but I've never tried to hang out with like male performers. I really don't hang out outside of like a few girls because I don't want to know what you do in your personal life.
And have then I'm going to
be
off.
Like, no, I don't want to fuck you.
Right.
And like, especially girl-girl scenes are the worst. Like, before a girl-girl scene, I don't want to be around a girl because the first thing they fucking do, they get in there and they're like, oh my God, I'm on my period today. And like, my nails look like shit and blah, blah, blah. Because they're a girl. So they think they can be comfortable to talk to you like that. When the reality is like, I'm like a male. Like, I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to know you have your period. Just like, if it happens, it happens. Don't tell me you have it because it just makes me like, oh, okay.
Who's the first guy you fucked on camera?
The first guy.
What was your first scene? Walk me through day one. First, like I can, Tom's open, first open mic. Do you remember your first open mic?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Your first stand up?
Yes.
First time I was on stage, I remember it so, I remember everything. I remember all parts of it. Do you remember the first time you were like?
Such details, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first scene I ever did is called Come Fiesta. Okay. So I
would like to tell you that I remember that site quite well.
Yeah. So you have to like flash to get in the door.
You knock on the door.
Yeah.
And then they're like, what are you here for? You're like, and then
the Come Fiesta.
Wait, this is real?
Yeah.
Wait, pull up Come Fiesta.
It was a website.
Yeah. There still might be a website.
Come Fiesta, was it out of Miami?
Well,
yes, it was like, out of Miami. So you start in Miami. Miami is the minor leagues. And then when you move from Miami, when they say, oh, you're good enough, you're going to be something, they ship you to California.
Really?
Yeah.
So your first scene, Come Fiesta.
So my first scene, Come Fiesta.
You had to do a little bit of coke before, right?
No.
You went in stone sober.
I went in sober. And actually, it was a three-way. I'd never done a three-way.
It's your first one. Two guys?
It was two girls.
Oh, trans two guys.
Okay.
And I just remember.
Sorry, the pro over here. Sorry.
Yeah, I just remember like being so nervous. That I was like.
It's like if a chick goes, yeah, well, it's a three-way one time. And you go, really? Like, yeah, two dudes, you're like, that's not a fucking three-way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now it depends on who you're talking to with all the gender fluidity.
So it's different now.
Yeah, I'm super binary non.
That's great. Okay,
keep going.
So I specifically remember they were like, because when it's your first one, the first thing they want to do is stills because they want to plan it all out because you have no idea what you're doing or how you're going to map out or even how to open up to camera.
Scale of 1 to 10, how cool is the team you're shooting with? Scale of 1 to 10, the director, the all the, everyone
about on the first one.
Yeah, on your first one.
On the first one, it was great because it was a big production with probably about like five other people besides the male talent and the female talent on set.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start in a different location with makeup and wardrobe and stuff like that. So it's really cool.
Is it not this first time aside, but in general, is taking stills and everything before a bummer to the excitement of the shoot?
I don't take stills beforehand.
Because of that?
Because I just don't take them.
Oh, okay.
It's like one of the things I just don't do.
You just don't do, okay.
No, because like a lot of girls do, but I won't. I just like refuse to because I don't want to take a still because I'd rather just have sex the way I want to have sex.
That's what I'm, yeah.
And then
yeah,
afterwards, if you can't take us, because the cameras are so good, you can take the screen grabs.
Now, right?
Like, yeah. Then we'll do the stills before the pop shot. But you know, I've also like after about 8 months into my career, like I would get scripts that would literally say it's Adriana Chechik. She can do whatever she wants.
Gotcha. Right.
And then slowly, like even other girls would send me pictures and be like, look at my script. It's all photos of you and things that I need to do that you did, you know?
Got you.
Now, so that, can I ask you, I was very lucky for that.
We're regular guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're sitting with two regular guys and I would say 1 or 200,000 times I've come faster than I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Does that ever happen on?
Yeah, for sure.
And that ruins the day? Does it like?
It really depends.
Ooh, that's a good script.
I'm a team player. So like if you can come twice and you're able to come twice, like, and it can be within an hour, then
that's okay.
Then I'll stay. Yeah. But if it's going to be too long, like, you know, you have to cut the line because it's just
It really can happen just like in regular life.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
Where you're like, oh, this is great. And then you're like, dude.
I'll tell you in all honesty, I swear to God, hypothetical situation, Leanne gets hit by a car tomorrow. And then me, like, and then you, one night we're out at a bar and you see me and you're like, hey, how's everything going? How's the morning? Is it okay? And I'm like, oh, it's been rough. And you're like, hey, we should go to my hotel room and talk. And I'd be like, I could use someone to talk to. I would never have sex with you. And I'm, in real life, I would never have sex with you because I know that it would happen so fast that I don't want to have that interaction with you once it happens.
Yeah, but like,
and that's why I love my wife.
Yeah. Because
even when it happens, like she's laughed nice. At me. She's laughed at me. And oh. And oh, yeah. Oh, she's like, are you fucking serious? Because I get so turned on. I get so worked up. I can't. And I want to enjoy it. I don't want to sit there in my head and go, don't do this. Don't. I want
to. You need to learn how to jelk. You need to fucking jelk your cock and train it.
I've been telling you.
I can
Dougie,
but I yeah. can't jelk. What's jelk?
It's just kind of where you kind of milk your dick and you just kind of, you know, you're just training it to keep it hard for longer.
But
it's a real thing.
No, but my okay.
Dick pills. Yes or no?
In personal life, yes. In porn, no.
In porn, no,
but
because...
a lot of people, guys, a lot of people take it in porn, but the only reason why I don't like them in porn is because you have to open up in like weird angles. Mm-hmm. And some guys will like take like two Viagras or something at a time, or they shoot up a lot now, right?
Yeah.
So when you're opening up, the dick doesn't bend correctly into your holes without having chafing. So I actually have guys on my no list that have too hard of dicks.
Too hard.
Yes.
Wow.
Because it'll end up ruining you.
Yeah. We don't have a problem.
I think it's better to have things go up and down.
Sure. This they just gave us the reminder. You said you had a really funny private story. You're like, oh my God, I have a really funny story about that.
Oh, yes, yes. So I was going to tell you guys one time. So I wanted to go to Australia my second year into porn to be a hooker because Australia has like a lot of really hot oil refinery men.
Oh my God, I'm going there like in a week. Do you want to go?
Yeah, all the men.
Oh,
okay, well, wait,
yeah.
Hold
I'm
on.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to get to the end of the story okay. first.
Okay. Can't let me promote my shows.
So I go to Australia and like prostitution's legal there. So I just like didn't think about it. And I was like, fuck yeah, prostitution legal. I put up banners all around. I stayed there for an entire month just touring different cities. Like, I was literally seeing 6 to 9 guys a day and I was having a blast while doing it. Mm-hmm.
And they're all like, all right, here's my pecker.
Bro, Australian men are a different breed. They fuck the shit out of you. Like, it's not like going to New York and doing a private with like these guys that are lame and lay in bed. Like when you go to Australia, they're like, I've been out on an oil rig or a fucking farm for 6 months. Let's go. You know, so you're getting plowed by those guys.
Like a big fucking... like a Russell Crowe, like, oh, here we go.
Yes.
I'm about to come now. Yes.
So I actually had to buy felt blankets because my elbows and my knees were going raw because I was like always trying to do doggy all the time.
And what does that cost?
Back then.
So in Australia, I was getting probably around like $1,200 to $2,000 for an hour.
And you're doing 6 to 9 a day?
Yeah. For real.
Dude, you're making bank.
For real. Yes. How much?
And then in a fair market? In Australia, Australia is different than America. So in America, you have a base rate, right? But Australia is like, okay, so if you want to slap me, that's an extra $100. Like, slap my ass, right? If you want to come up, on my face, that's an extra $100.
Yeah,
if you want to come multiple times, that's an extra $100.
Sure.
They do it a little differently there.
I'm curious. I know you don't do it now, but what would your rate be right now for a private?
I was about to ask you this.
Yeah, because I know what my private rate is to do
$50,000.
That would be
what do I get out of $50,000? Can I tell you what I want out of $50,000?
You could for $50,000, you could get me for like 6 hours.
Oh, I want you for the day.
No,
like I want to.
God damn, Adriana.
Here's what I want. Okay, tell me what my price point is.
Uh-huh.
Okay. First of all, we're going on a hike. We're definitely going on a fucking hike. We're going to hike Fryman Canyon early in the morning.
I love hiking.
I want to get breakfast with you. I want to spend the day with you and then have sex with you at the end of the day. Because I think that is the real, like, that's when I know that's so fucking weird.
Because
that I'm putting her in Leanne's
situation. You're building it up.
Yeah, that's the only way I can have sex with Leanne is if we connect throughout the day and then at the end of the night. Because I don't think I would, that's why I think, I would have sex so quick. I would be overwhelmed by you. And there's another thing that's crazy. I was, women like you,
mm-hmm.
Do you realize how many men are powerless? How many men you could ruin their lives?
Yeah.
They're powerless over you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in all honesty, she knows. But I'm like, I have a private jet flying me home at 3. I almost said you should hop on my private, and I'm not going to let it happen. Because literally, if she decided in an evil way, going, I'm going to ruin this guy's life. And she could. In a private jet.
I would just shit in your private jet to make get it back on you.
Yeah.
But if she was like,
where are you going next?
Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I mean, I live at 3. No. No, because wow. I'll be drunk. I know. Bert. I could. Wow. I would never.
My back is broken. Bert, you want to stick LA me too. On these?
Yeah, I know.
She's going to LA.
Yeah, I know.
You can't make an offer?
No, I would. I honestly, wow. I was actually going to say that she should hit up Pete, see if we can throw her on the jet.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. But I mean, that is crazy that men. I mean, I've never cheated on my wife, and I've been presented opportunities, but never by like.
Never buy a drone at Cheshire.
Yeah, all it would take was and I think this is what's so fucked up is that if you were evil, you could ruin a man's life.
Like that's true. I mean, by the way, it's not just Adriana though. There are women, whether they're who it's just like what's in your head who go like I want to ruin someone's life.
When I was 19, I had a friend who slept with a very, very rich, powerful man that I can't name. Mm-hmm. And
but you'll tell us after this, right?
Sure.
Okay.
She wanted to have his children, and he actually had bodyguards in the room because he was that high, powerful. Had me and her went and got the condom afterwards, so she could put the fucking jizz inside of her to hopefully get pregnant.
Wow. Yeah. That's really going for it.
Yeah. Yeah. So there are crazy things like that. But like, honestly, like those aren't top tier porn stars.
I
want
to have your baby, Bert. And I'd be like, oh yeah, that's what that plays into my ego also. Yeah. Oh, let's make a little Bert.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
But like top tier porn stars aren't like that. Like, here's the thing. Like if you were to fail, like if you're somebody and we have sex and you nut in like 2 minutes, I'm never going to make anybody feel bad about that.
That's cool.
Okay. Because I understand bodies, right? Like I understand bodies. It's your body. It's also your brain. It's excitement. There's so much other things that are happening.
Oh, shit. Tom's texting. I have like a lot of... Would you make him come wear a condom if Tom had sex with you?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know where you've been. Actually, I like your wife, so I feel like she's clean.
Yeah.
She's definitely clean.
Tom's very clean. Yeah.
Clean.
Yeah. So he wouldn't have to wear a condom, correct?
And I have a vasectomy.
You have to get tested first.
I got tested this morning right before we got here.
Wait, tested for what? Like COVID?
No, STDs.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Yeah. Let's just do it like
that. Well, let me finish the story. Okay. So I'm in Australia. You know, I was there for 2 months. I did this tour around all of Australia. I leave, made a fuck ton of money. And 2 years later, I go back because I want to go just on vacation right? Yeah. With my boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
So I go, and as soon as I go through customs, my thing wasn't scanning, right? So they were like, oh, you just need to go walk to this area and maybe it'll scan. So as I'm walking to this area, one of the border patrol comes up to me and she's like, hi, do you have a return ticket home? And I was like, yeah, I do. And my dumb ass, she was like, well, where is it? My dumb ass only had a digital copy. So I take my phone and I put in my code. And as soon as I put in my code, she snatched my phone. 4 men scooped me up. I got interrogated for 8 hours. They thought I was being sexually trafficked, and they had an ad from the last time I was there. So I would have like good cop, bad cop. I'd have like one like crazy, a little heavier woman would come in and she would make me cry, and she was terrible. And she went through my phone, and like, for instance, I went to a Yeezy concert when I was like 19, and I put a Xanax pill in my mouth and I took a picture of it on my Snapchat. Right. And she pulled up that picture.
You that?
Yeah, she pulled that picture up, and then she was like, you have drugs on you because of this moment and this moment, right?
This is crazy.
Yeah, and they actually had, not only did they cavity search me, they took me to get internally searched. They wiped down all my bags.
I don't understand, like, they think you're being trafficked, like, in and out of the country or something, but, like, there's no conversation about the fact that you're like, I'm an adult performer doing what I want?
No, not at all. Not at all. And then my boyfriend at the time, he was held for 4 hours.
What?
Because he has new pictures of me. They started thinking that he was trafficking me, right? But the craziest thing is, so after this 8 hours of interrogation, they decide to be like, okay, well, we can't really hold you on anything besides the simple fact that, like, we do have proof that you had escorted through an ad here prior, and you can't. So it's not going to go on your record, but you have to be sent to a detention center until you can get on a flight home.
What?
So 8 hours after being interrogated, a small little room, and Australia Border Patrol is ridiculous. They also have a sign that when you enter into their border patrol, they have the right to film you. Mm. So a lot of my interrogation was being filmed for a TV show. Yeah, because that's their number one show in Australia.
Okay.
So now, I'm like hysterically crying. And at the time, like, it wasn't like you couldn't announce that you were hooking or anything like
now,
that.
Now, here's my pitch. And
I
have the most brilliant idea ever.
But she's not done with the story.
Yeah, let me get to the end.
1 second.
Okay.
If you're in Australia right now, make prostitution pictures of Tom Segura and put them all over Australia as if he's coming down there to hook.
They will not let you in. It'll be wild for
and
you.
Cover Australia with pictures of Tom shirtless. If you want to fuck me, call
he has no idea what he's in for. Because they're crazy.
Flies out
they're
of
crazy.
Australia, they're going to be like, pull him in, full body cavity search.
Yes.
Finish your story.
So then they took me to the detention center, and it was literally like I had to carry a rolled up mattress and sheets, and I was wearing prison clothes, and they put me in a detention center with men and women, and it was just me and 5 men. So I stayed there overnight, and I was allowed to get 1 phone call. So I wanted to call my boyfriend at the time to tell him, like, hey, this is the flight I'm flying back on tomorrow. And he didn't answer because it was an Australia number. So I was like crying and I was hysterical. And the guy looks back at me and he's like, there's a shift change. So maybe when the shift change happens, you can come back and ask for another call. So the shift change happens. I go back to get another call and I walk in and the guy who's giving me the phone goes, oh my God, Adriana Chechik, how are you? And I was like, I'm good. What's up? And he was like, you don't remember me? And I was like, no. And he's like, I booked you last time you were here. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I totally remember him. And then he was like, why are you here? And I was like, well, what the fuck do you think I'm here for?
And you tell him the whole thing.
Yeah. So the guy working in the detention center was a guy that had hired me from the previous time.
Oh, wow. Did he help you resolve this?
Yeah. Well, he just helped me get a phone call and I got in touch with my boyfriend at the time and was able to tell him, like.
And were you able to fly back together?
Yeah, I was able to fly back together. I was put on the airplane first in handcuffs and walked by everyone.
I love it.
Yeah, and they put you in handcuffs and they walk you by everyone before you get on the plane in line.
This is crazy.
It was traumatic. It was definitely traumatic. Yeah. And if you take a 14-hour flight, then you're held for 8 hours for interrogation, then you're held for 24 hours, and then you have to get back on a 14-hour flight, it's exhausting. And the only time you're like, fuck, I want to drink. And I was so paranoid because all I wanted to do was drink. And I was like, these fucking flight attendants are going to think I'm a criminal or I'm crazy. And thank fucking God, the flight attendant comes up to me and she's like, don't worry, Australia Border Patrol is the fucking worst. So, like, you're good. And once I got on the plane,
did you ever go back to Australia?
No, I haven't gone back since. I wasn't allowed to go back for 2 years. And then they said it would be expunged from my record. But I don't think I'll ever go back until I hire an immigration lawyer to make sure that doesn't happen.
This is wild.
But Australia has a very competitive sex industry because they're on an island. So if I were to tweet out I was going even for vacation, girls would maliciously report that I was going for hooking. Sure. Because that's what happened
before.
A girl was the one who sent in the ad to them saying I was coming.
Can I ask you this? This is probably something that's come up a lot for people in your industry. But, mm-hmm. you know, when you mentioned your boyfriend then, you always wonder, like, when somebody's in your line of work, mm-hmm. I get if, like, you go, it makes sense you go, I'm dating another performer, like somebody who's
never date.
Okay. But I mean, like, it lines up in your head. You go, these people both do it.
Yeah.
But when you're dating, like, a civilian, regular dude, mm-hmm. It seems like to the outside eye, like that would be, you know, you immediately go to like oh my, you know, the jealousy, like how do you deal, like are these guys that you end up being boyfriends just don't have any of that? They're just like, I don't care, they're turned on by it?
No, or
like,
because when you're in porn, the men you attract are the type of men that are into hot wifing, if you know that term. Okay, right. Okay.
Hot wifing,
it's a lot of people like to think it's cuckolding, and it's not nearly the same. Hot wifing is where you send your wife out to have a great, pleasurable time in front of you, and you're turned on the fact that like she's being turned on and using her body, and then you come back and you fuck her afterwards.
Oh,
and
no one fucks
find
her.
Connection. No, yeah. No.
People fuck her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like, so like,
that. Try it. No. Just try it tonight.
Like my boyfriend.
I'm definitely having sex with Leanne tonight.
Like my boyfriend at the time, we had a two-way mirror. So he would just like hide in the closet and I'd have guys over. And then after they'd leave, he'd come out and fuck me. And
it was, so, like, it, really but it fun. Is like a certain mindset type of dude.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, a lot like, because the thing that occurs to like, I think most people is you go, if I, you know, they go like, if I date someone like this, I want them to stop doing that because it's a threat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's an emotional threat.
Well, I'd want them for myself.
Exactly.
I want all of it. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's the
rate wise. This is something that I'm fascinated by too.
$50,000.
Not to ask like whatever your business, but like your guys' world is notorious for like women kind of being underpaid, right, for their thing.
For sure. So my first few years in porn, my first year in porn. I was booked out 6 months in advance, which is like really unheard of. Mm-hmm. And when I went to my new agent, he was like, you know, you're a great, great talent, but like it's really unheard of to be booked out that so far in advance because I was doing Boy Girls for $600. And he was like, oh, so they booked you out so far in advance.
So you're locked in?
So they were hoping you wouldn't change your rates, right? And then I went with a new agent and canceled everything, obviously. Yeah. And the starting rate for boy girl was 1,000 and anal was 1,500. And then after 2 years, the more you do it, the more you can bump your rate up. And then I got up to like, you know, now I won't do a scene for unless it's 3,500 anal, probably like $5,000.
And then what is like, but you're like a star. So mm-hmm. like if a girl is like, just, you know, whatever.
A normal girl is probably getting paid between $800 and $1,000 for a boy scene. Girl mm-hmm. for anal $1,200 to $1,500.
Okay.
As you do things, do you like, you ever get into a scene and then things get a little crazy and then you get out and you go, just so you know, that's an extra $1,000.
I used to get in trouble for that.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, my agent used to yell at me all the time because if there's two guys in a scene and it's not a DP, I would naturally just do a DP.
Naturally.
So he would call me up and be like, Adriana, you can't fucking keep doing DPs. So I was doing a lot of freebies.
Does it feel good?
Yeah, it feels fucking awesome.
For real?
Yeah.
So good.
It's like the best. It's better. Like girls who don't like anal, I'm like, do DPs. Like, and there are a few performers.
Maybe I'll tell you that.
Yeah, there are a few performers that will actually do just DPs, but not anal. Because it's a whole different experience. Because everything's being so squished that you don't really, it kind of turns into like one hole. And like for instance, if you're a guy and you're getting like your dick jerked or fucked and someone puts a finger in there a little bit, that feels fucking fabulous.
Inside your dick hole?
Yeah. Or no, your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right, like right. A finger in
why
your
would I
ass.
Do that? Why would I do that? Why would I do that?
Okay, Adriana, we have to ask you this question before we wrap up. You spent basically an hour and a half with the two of us.
Yeah.
And we've asked many people this, and we've asked the audiences this. Who do you think you would more likely to fall in love with if it was, you had to pick?
Take a second.
You can answer quickly.
Take a second. And you can ask us questions. Please interrogate us.
Or you could just spit it out.
Yeah. Or you can, oh, that's why you were leading the whole interview and being all fucking Barbara Walters.
No, you were fantastic. You were fantastic.
I was being honest. I should have never been honest.
You were great. You were great. I wasn't trying to negate anything you did. I thought you were fantastic.
All right. Oh, it's going to hit me again.
I don't know what's the right answer. Who drinks less?
Oh, fuck. Don't do that.
Who drinks less?
Who drinks less?
Mm-hmm.
I drink far less.
Who lives more of a normal lifestyle?
Me. He lives a more exciting party. He's a party guy.
Yeah.
You're a party guy, I'm just not in that phase anymore. So I'd pick the.
I'm still in that phase.
So just based on our lifestyle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're really like.
This
seems like a very business oriented decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
But your heart doesn't lead you one way more than the other?
Like if you had to.
I mean, I feel like I would choose you if my heart was leading that way because Darko, I feel like we've had this like connection.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I was telling him that I made a video. Did Darko ever send it to you? After I got fucked, I was covered in cum And I sent a video that was purposely for you guys, but mainly to you, that was like, hey guys, like, hey bro, I'm ready for that DP. And I was like covered in cum and like I had a dildo and I was like fucking my throat.
No,
so I thought you guys got that. You should
resend it.
If you could just
give his number,
Wait, would you really, like, I know this was a joke, would you really have sex with Tom and I at the same time?
Totally.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Why were our, like, what's wrong with our wives that they won't let us do that?
They're fucking retards.
They're just listen.
It's just
they're holding on to they're holding on. That's nice, you know. They don't want to share. It's the same thing. You have to think of put it in your mentality. They don't want to share.
I've actually
a private jet. Like, you've got shit too. I'd be like, fuck no, you're not fucking any of these hoes.
If I died, I couldn't be alive for it. But I would hope Leanne would get like a great porn. Like, I like Owen Gray. I like the way he has sex. I think it's like it looks sensual.
You'd want him to be with her after you
died? After I'm dead. Like, just because I think.
But if you actually were involved in an experience where it was happening live in front of you, you think it'd be weird, but it would change your perspective because it turns into like, oh my God, this is a live porno. So you get that aspect. But then you also get like, you really do build a bond because while she's maybe getting fucked by him, she's looking at you and you're fucking horny, jerking it like, oh, baby, I'm going to fuck you so hard after this and it's going to be so great.
No, I'm going to be like,
it kind of brings like a connection, I swear.
Yeah, well, maybe we might be a little old school. Like, it's weird. She won't even use a toy. Like, it's for us, it's about legit connecting.
Yeah.
And like, when I come home,
so take another guy out on a date with you guys.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, I'm also jealous. Like, I would never be able to be your boyfriend, like, and let you have sex with other guys. Because I'd want just you.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'd want the thing I like about Leanne is, like, I've been really in love with her a lot, like, lately, like, for whatever reason. I don't know why, but it's just, like, I know, but, like, more in love than normally.
Says that shit.
I found a little cheat
code. You ever listen to this? Like, what the fuck?
I found a cheat code. If you stand above her and she sticks her face up like that to kiss you, she looks awesome.
She looks
great.
She looks old.
Aww.
I've been really in love with her. Can I tell you something I did? This hardcore secret time. The other morning, girls
you're
are
so
out.
Red.
Girls are, I know. Well,
you're so red.
I know.
He's also on blood pressure medication.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My blood pressure. You're gonna have to.
Oh, so then did you dick it really hard?
Yeah.
You've got a lot of good blood flow down there.
Yeah. My blood pressure was 117/77 the other day. My blood pressure is fucking.
By
perfect.
The way, you do look good. You look so much better than last time I saw you.
Can I tell you why?
Why?
I'm focusing, like legit focusing on recovery, like sleeping.
Good.
Like, and going, that's I'm not going to redline it. Because that last time I was here, I was so...
You looked like 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag.
Yeah. I was
you
bad. Really... I was on tour.
Yeah.
I did Whitney's roast.
Yeah.
And I flew in here to do that, and I slept maybe 3 hours. Last night, I landed, and it was 1 o'clock, and I went, I'm not going to have a drink. I'm going to have water, and I'm going to get in bed. And I woke up at 9:30 feeling like, I go, this is what other people feel like when they wake up. I've been really focusing on my recovery and... working out, but not drinking. I will talk to you about that.
Okay.
But
drinking's like the worst thing you do yourself.
Adriana, you have no idea.
You
have no fucking idea.
Yeah, I can't.
I live the porn star lifestyle fucking...
Without the sex.
Without the sex.
No, he lives the 21 new to porn lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did this thing the other day. Maybe I'll just share it. And then if we take it out, we take it out. The girls are gone, right?
Yeah.
It's me and Leanne. Leanne comes into the bedroom because she doesn't sleep in the same room as I do because I snore. She comes into the bedroom and we start fooling around and we're very meat and potatoes. Like, we do, most people, I imagine it would bore the fuck out of you, but it's like we do one thing, like I'll go down on her and then we'll have sex.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure she has an orgasm and then we'll be done pretty quick.
Yeah.
Start the bacon. And so for whatever reason, she was into it. And it happened like this. And I was such a meathead. I got out of the bed and walked to the bathroom and she was still having an orgasm. And I was like, that's what I fucking do. She got done. She goes, did you walk out of the fucking room? I go, like a fucking closer. Like a fucking, play my outro music. I'm getting off stage. Mic drop. Oh, I felt like such a fucking gangster. And then I saw myself in the mirror and I was like, No. I got to be honest with you. This is really cool. This is really cool to meet you.
It was really cool.
I'm excited to see what happens with you, like where you go, what you decide to do. You're really a smart chick. And I have to say this, and I can't be understated. You are absolutely gorgeous in person.
Thank you.
Very seldomly does that happen.
You mentioned that at the beginning, and I didn't want to jump on it, but like I have met other people. Two things. Usually everyone I meet in the adult industry is so nice.
Yeah.
It's like it really is. Like you guys are so, so nice. But you're right in that I've also met people in the adult industry, women, who like in person, you're like, Jesus Christ.
They look nothing like, I know.
You see them on the thing and then you see them in person and you're like.
You're like, are you homeless? Well, this is
fucking. But you really, so wait.
It's also like picture editing too. Like, I don't edit my photos.
Yeah, like he does with his dick. He does these like.
Yeah, I don't do that shit.
You know, the thing is, if you saw my dick, I always like to tell women that if you saw my dick, no matter what you thought of it, I promise you, it gets smaller. It gets way smaller.
What? Yeah.
So wait, where does everyone go to support you? What, your OnlyFans?
I do have my OnlyFans, and
is that your big moneymaker right now?
It's literally, I'm so
shout
blessed.
Out to Lisa Traeger, the comedian, just so you know.
Oh yeah.
Do you know Lisa?
Yes.
She's come with me and talked about your OnlyFans on stage in front of thousands
know,
of people.
I love
so
her.
She's a big fan.
She is a big fan. She brought you up
I
to
love
me, too.
Her. Yes.
So OnlyFans is your big moneymaker right now?
Yeah, I've been, like, so blessed. I haven't, like, posted any new content. My fans have just been sustaining my I haven't lost income because
this. I'll send you this picture. Post it on your OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Of me and my dick. Then,
actually, they'll probably love it. I have a lot of gay guys on my OnlyFans as well.
Really?
Yeah, because I do anal stuff. So they're like, how do you do this? Like,
OnlyFans. Oh, yeah. What else? Yeah. Twitch.
OnlyFans, my Twitch. Also just like adrianacechik.com because it links to all
your stuff.
PG
yes.
social media.
Okay. So. Thank you for coming here. It was actually a real thrill to have you. Yeah. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And
it's my first time out since my accident. So it was really nice.
And also, best of luck on your recovery. I hope you recover well.
Can you see anything on your back? Is there any like bruising or anything?
There's a 12-inch scar on my back.
She had like major surgery.
I also had something called like if you have a blood pocket form around the shattered vertebrae, it's really dangerous. So I had to wait to get surgery on because there was blood building around the shattered vertebrae. So I had two shattered vertebrae.
Wild.
And one broken one.
What you probably would have needed in that injury is someone like me. Who was right there with you and would have cracked your back right after it.
Oh my God. These people were so stupid trying to make me. I rolled over and tried to climb out myself.
I saw it and I went, that's fucking, the Chechik, I know.
I was like, I just breathed. I was like, all right.
You put on a porn smile, a DB gang porn smile.
When that injury happens, it's one of those things you watch and you're like, you feel it for you.
And they moved me. It took 35 minutes for the EMTs to get there.
Why?
Hey.
I don't know. And the people that they had on staff, they moved me 5 different times, right? So after when the EMTs got there, they freaked the fuck out on them for doing that. And one woman was trying to put my hair up, right? And I was in doggy. And she was trying to put my hair up by moving my neck all around.
Jesus, oh my right? God.
And the worst part about it is not only did I hurt my back, but I'm like, as this is happening, the pain wasn't really that bad. I was just like, of course, I'm at a TwitchCon convention and I'm stuck in a fucking doggy position, ass out. Like of all the things, positions, you know, like it was just funny.
Ladies and a few guys, you get it now. If you want to be, you know, show a little consideration for your partner, have your teeth filed down, make a little room back there. And thank you for coming. Thank you.
Thank you for having
love
me.
You, Bert. Love you.
Love you too.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Bert and Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call 2 Bears, 1 Cave. No
scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.